The Alaska Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a case that could upend the way the state pays for education. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough is arguing that it's a violation of the state constitution to require local governments to chip in money to fund local schools, particularly when there are small communities throughout rural Alaska that aren't required to provide any local contributions. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes was in court today and says the legal dispute hovers over what counts as a dedicated fund. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Lori.
So, Zach, why does the Ketchikan Gateway Borough say that the state's mandatory minimum funding requirements are unconstitutional?
So to get what the borough is getting at, you've got to go back to what dedicated funds mean in Alaska. And that's sort of a holdover from when the territorial laws crossed over into the constitution that we now have. That was in the 50s and 60s, and there were these consultants brought in to kind of help design the state constitution. And one of the things they were worried about were dedicated funds that states like New Jersey would put towards highways and some other stuff like that. And basically, it ended up giving small bureaucracies a lot of control in ways that legislators didn't really want to have happen. So there's this big thing in Alaska. Anyone who's familiar with local government has heard complaints about you're not able to dedicate funds, you're not able to earmark funds. Everything just has to go into the same general fund when it comes to state money. Now, what the borough is saying is that by asking local governments, like the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, to fund education at a minimum level, that amounts to a dedicated fund, right? It's an indirect dedicated fund. That the argument that the borough is making is that the legislature has kind of squeaked its way in to being able to guide funds towards education in a way that's unconstitutional.
Both sides are citing different legal precedents, but the state's argument to the Supreme Court says local contributions are not a dedicated fund. That, in fact, they've long been a way to promote local buy-in. What case is the state making there?
The case that the state's making, and you're right to say that there's a lot of different precedents flying back. I am not a legal scholar, so keeping track of all the different moving parts on this has been a challenge in its own right. If I understand the state's case correctly, what they're saying is, look, this isn't a dedicated fund. In fact, most of the boroughs and local governments, including the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, fund education above the mandatory minimums required by the state. Ketchikan's required to pay about $4 million in their local contribution. The year under dispute in this case, they paid $7 million, which means they raised their own minimum numbers because they think that education is that important. It's beyond the minimum. The state is saying not only do they feel that way, most feel that way, and we have a great system in Alaska that requires local buy-in, right? Local governments and the communities therein have to decide, not only what's the minimum, but what do we want to have? And instead of it just being a state school, the community has some say and some leeway in determining program. The case that they're an example that the state's attorney, Kate Vogel, brought up was the case of the North Slope Borough, where there's an Inupiaq curriculum that's taught there. It's overseen by the state, but it's done in accordance. And that's kind of one of those ways that by asking for local governments to be a partner, to pony up funds, they're actually making sure that there's some presence and some commitment from the local communities.
So, Zach, what's at stake in this ruling? It could be anywhere from a few months to 2 years before the justices give a ruling. What are the implications of this decision?
Lori, the short answer is we don't really know. And I hate offering that, but in this case, it's a really, really, really good and important answer that I heard from a lot of people that are watching this case really closely. Basically, this is the way the state has funded its education system in one way or another with some modifications since Alaska was a state. If the Ketchikan Gateway Borough wins this case, it'll mean we have to completely redesign how the state pays for education. And instead of there being any one outcome that anyone knows will happen, the state will just step in and fill in the gap that remains. This has such broad implications that it's likely it would go before the legislature to redesign the system as it stands. For some people, particularly those watching rural schools, that's a dicey proposition because the state is kind of broke. But the short answer is we really don't know. This is a huge case with some really big implications for years to come across the state.
All right, Zach, thanks for covering the case for us, and thanks for the update.
Thank you, Lori.
That was KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reporting.